Blog Talk Radio.
Andrew Shatkin Show. Welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on sometimes at 6:30 on weekdays, other days at 8, other times 9:30, sometimes 11. When I'm busy and can squeeze it in, but this is a show. I want to talk a little bit about how it works. First of all, the topic tonight is going to be libraries and why they are critical and essential for our societies and the young people who need to read those books that are essential to understanding our culture, to understanding what is going on. Now, I would like to discuss certain aspects of this show. This is a politically incorrect show. We aim at critical thinking, honest discernment, honest thought, and we are not interested in media hype, political ideology, or anything like that. We're not interested in those media and commercial lies and political lies that only serve to confuse and make fools of particularly our young people who are only given that and who are not given the books they should benefit by and read. Second, I am a Christian, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And, of course, I adhere to the creeds of the Church, the Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed, which state the essential Christian faith that I adhere to. If I read a book, I'll read C.S. Lewis, I'll read G.K. Chesterton, I'll read T.S. Eliot, I'll read Augustine, Luther, Calvin, Aquinas, and most of all, the great, great epistles of Paul in the canon of the New Testament. St. Paul was one of the greatest religious thinkers that has ever lived, and not to read his epistles is to be deprived. Matter of fact, I've just written a book on the Psalms, and I can say this about the Psalms. In any translation, they will outdo any other translation of anything else, whether War and Peace from Russian or a Greek play from ancient Greek. The Psalms survive translation and are magnificent pieces of Hebrew lyric poetry and Jewish lyric poetry. They are unbelievably moving and informative about God and Christ. Next, I run two podcast shows, a radio show and a blog talk show. These shows have a Christian orientation, but I welcome all thoughts and comers and ideas and opinions, and I welcome them all. People who want to say something that's valid, I hope to hear them. And the over 4,500 people have visited my podcast show, and many from Saudi Arabia and China and Muslim countries visit these shows, despite their Christian orientation. I am also a writer. I've written 10 books. Two of them are legal books, and four of them are Christian books. The books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and a book on the parables, and also a book recently on the Psalms, which I hope will benefit. I myself treasure and love the Psalms beyond belief. They move me. They inform me about Christ and God. I wish to know them and read them forever. Next, I have to say that I'm writing more books. Among them are a book on the miracles, two books of my blogs, literary, theological, and political, and current events, two blog books composed of those essays that I've written and posted on my website and at academia.edu and my social media. And I'm also writing a book on the biblical miracles, that's in the future, and on the pretrial criminal hearings in law. And I also will be concerned with the book of Job as a book on that particular. Job is a wonderful book of the Bible. It is thought to be, Job was not thought to be Jewish, and it takes the form of a Greek tragedy, which he seems to have been influenced by Greek culture in that book. It's a wonderful book. I intend to read about it, write about it, and benefit society by what I write. I've also written over 700 blogs, 800 actually, and these often have a Christian orientation, but they have many other points of view, and I welcome all points of view. They're fully available on academia.edu and my website and on social media. Finally, I've written three very extensive journal articles, one on the Syracuse Law Review on Criminal Procedure, which is brought by the U.S. Supreme Court and by the State Department and by universities in China and Japan and many German institutions in Germany and in Europe. I've also written a book on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, which publishes my article on the United States educational system, why it's a failure, and on sex discrimination and sexual orientation discrimination, which I opposed. These books were the Academicus books, published on the Academicus site, were bought by the State Department, I'm pleased to say. So they are obviously what I have to say is of worth in those books. Now I want to say this before I begin this: books are the key to knowledge. They are the only way that we can learn what is going on in the world and how to interpret it. And when young people are not assigned books, great books like War and Peace, Milton's Paradise Lost, E.M. Foster, A Passage to India, for examples, or T.S. Eliot, they are being cheated. They are in a state of deprivation. And we have to understand that books are the key. They are the only, and libraries are the key. They are the key to knowledge. They are the key to everything we might want in life. It is only through books that we as human beings in our society can move our society forward. We will not move forward by media propaganda and lies. That is backward. Those kind of messages are making fools of people. They are backward. Frontward is books. And the great books are the frontward books. And the Bible moves us forward significantly. If you read it. If you don't read it, then you won't know, you won't be moved forward. So, as Mortimer Adler said in How to Read a Book, a very great book, another great book that you should read, he said that the Bible is the foundation of Western civilization, and he said that in the present society of images and sounds is simply a drug that fools people into thinking they're learning something when in reality they're learning nothing. Learning is a complex process that can only occur through print, the complex mode of print. There is no substitute for books. There never will be a substitute for books. I can only say a society without book, which is our present society today, is a society plunging into darkness. I'd like to talk about, libraries are extremely important and essential. It's only in libraries that books are fully available to all elements of the population. And to not go to those libraries is to be in darkness. I want to talk about a little essay in a book called Time Bites by Doris Lessing, a very good writer. She wrote about books in Africa. It's an astonishing fact that Zimbabwe has starved libraries and schools of books, and is full of people who yearn for books, who see them as a key to a better life, and whose attitude is similar to that of people in the United States and America and Europe up to 50 years ago who read because they agreed that real education is a good library. They aspire to be educated. So a library is the key to knowledge and education. And she said that Zimbabwe has starved its libraries and schools of books, and is full of people who yearn for books, who see them as a key to a better life, and whose attitude is similar to the United States and Europe 50 years ago, who read in order to learn. Now, let me talk about libraries. She said, there are libraries and libraries, and that she said a certain trust sends boxes of books out to villages in Africa, which might seem to the ill-informed no more than clusters of poor thatched huts. But in many of them, maybe retired teachers on holiday, people with three or four education who yearn for the better. These villages, she says, may have no electricity, telephone, running water, but they beg for books from every visitor. Perhaps a hut in these villages, these very poor villages, may be set aside for books with a couple of shelves in it, or shelves or a trestle may be put under a tree in a bush with 40 books. In other words, she is saying in Africa and in Zimbabwe, books are begged for. They are held in great esteem. And she said, study groups appear, literary classes, people who can read teaching those who can't. And it is a tragedy in our present society in the United States that many people are without books and without that knowledge. People cannot live without water, but books are our water, and we drink from this spring. She tells me in this essay that books in Africa are treasured and loved and credited. She says books are our water, and we drink from this spring. A council official in Balawa sends out books by a donkey cart to places where ordinary transport cannot go, because there are no roads. And she says, a friend of hers, known to be involved with organizations that supply books, was approached by two youths. Say, please, give us books. They had a shelf, but the books would never succumb to white ants. In Africa, she is saying, in Zimbabwe, they are begging and looking for books. These bookstore people yearn for detective stories, poetry, adventures, biography, novels, short story. Exactly what a survey in this country would reveal among the people who still read. One problem is that these people do not know what is available that they might like have tried. They may not know about it. As I said, they may not know about War and Peace. They may not know about E.M. Forster's Passage to India. They may know about T.S. Eliot. They may not know any of these people. They may not know Thomas Hardy's great work, Judith Gore, or the mayor of Casterbridge. They may not know about Animal Farm. They may not know about 1984. These people are hungry for books, and they need it. And these bookstore countries beg for books, because these people realize that books are the key to moving forward. And without books, if you're only going to depend on some left-wing professor telling you what that about Russian Marxism and its good points and qualities, and I have read Marx, and I think he has some very good things to say about eliminating classes and income equality. But without reading Marx and being told about people, being told about things, without reading these people, and Marx was a very, very voluminous writer, of a very complex character. Without reading him, you will never know what he thought and said. So I say this, ladies and gentlemen, just as in Africa, where Doris Lessing said in Zimbabwe, books are begged for and treasured, because these people have a greater intellect in many ways than Americans and UK. They are more attuned to what is important. They realize the importance of books. They know that books are the key to our society moving forward. And I can only say that libraries are the key to learning. Not schools, not teachers, but books in libraries, fully available to the population. These are the key. They are the key to our world moving forward. The world moves forward by ideas and thoughts, not by money and power. The real money and power lies in books and ideas, which enable people to discern and to move their thinking forward and to understand what is going on beyond media propaganda. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk about libraries. I'll be talking about it again tomorrow night. As I say, books and libraries are the key to advancement in knowledge. They know that in Africa. They know that in India. In the United States, people do not read because of social media and cell phones. And not the failure to read books will bring our society significantly down to zero, down to darkness. I say to you parents, get your children to the library. Get them the books they need. Have them read the books they need to read. The ones I talked about, Dostoevsky, Gogol, Pushkin, others that I and of course Tolstoy. These are all the greats, and that includes Dickens and Thackeray and Joseph Conrad and Jane Austen. These are all the top people. They are the keys to knowledge and knowing things. You will not know anything through a current modern novel assigned by some left-wing professor. You will learn nothing from that except propaganda and lies. You'll hear the truth in Milton, The Fall of Man into Sin. You'll hear the truth about it. He tells the truth, and Milton is the key to thinking, in my opinion, to adequate thinking, as well as Holy Bible. Holy Scripture is the key to knowledge and thought. It starts with the creation in Genesis and with the fall in chapter 2. Those are two key chapters which enable us to understand what is going on in the world and how we ended up with all this evil preeminent through our society. I hope you've enjoyed this talk, and I'll be talking about books and the importance of books again. They are critically important, and libraries serve to bring people to knowledge. And that knowledge is not available in other places. The libraries have no agenda but stocking books and where people can learn from. There's no agenda there. There's only knowledge. And the real knowledge does not lie in left-wing professors' media propaganda and what's occurring in our school system today, teaching communism. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I will be speaking again tomorrow, once again about books and libraries. I recommend you read this essay of Doris Lessing in Time Bites, Views and Reviews. It's called Books, on page 157 and 158. I hope you've enjoyed this talk and benefited from it, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope it's waking you up to what needs to be done in this world. What needs to be done is not getting more money, but knowing, but gaining knowledge and thought. That is what needs to be done. And that is only available through books and reading. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope to speak again tomorrow night about a similar topic. Good night.